Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
For the first time in NFL history, a top three overall pick faced a top three overall pick. From the same team.
That's an upgrade on the Tinder.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Former Jets coach Rex Ryan in 45 minutes on the Goodyear Hotline. And speaking of former Jets, how about the Panthers' debut for Sam Darnold? Oh, I've been trying to tell Keyshawn Johnson, don't underrate Sam Darnold simply because he was in a bad situation on the Jets.
Oh, I don't even need to get Zach.
I forgot all about that.
Oh, really? When did that happen?
I forgot all about that, Max.
What'd you think? What'd you think about the way your boy looked?
I thought he did well. I mean, it helps to have Christian McCaffrey for the Jet people out there that think y'all got some weapons on the offense. It certainly helps to dink and dunk the Christian McCaffrey, but it sets everything else up. When you got a back in the backfield that lifts the pressure off of you, man, that's a quarterback's best friend. And Sam played well, and I thought, you know, he did what he needed to do. And now that you look at it, you say, well, if we swapped those colored jerseys and uniforms and gave him Christian McCaffrey, it just looks like a pro team. It looks smooth. He looks like a pro quarterback. That's what it looked like to me. And then they go empty, and they run the draw right up the field. But Max Kellerman said that Zach Wilson was more athletic.
Well, I know, not more athletic, more talented.
That looks like
more
pretty good
arm talent.
That was a lot of talent right there. Guy goes 24-35 for almost 300 yards, and one on the ground, touchdown, one in the air. How can you argue with that?
Yeah, he did his job.
Well, the two mirror images I saw yesterday, one was with Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford sitting there watching Jared Goff being like, yeah, that's how it feels to play on a pretty poor team, you know, where you're getting pressured all the damn time. And watching how Matthew Stafford obviously had a big-time game last night. The other was obviously the game we're talking about, Zach Wilson and Sam Darnold. I mean, look, the amount of pressure that Zach Wilson got last night, yesterday, Key, it was off the charts. I mean, he's running for his damn life.
Yeah.
It felt like every possession, and that's going to be a tall task for the Jets organization.
That's what I try to tell.
Tall task.
Try to tell my running mate Max Kellerman. It's preseason, man. When they start bringing that heat, and them dudes start dialing it up, it's a different game. And the young kid did as much as he could to try to hold things together, but
that's
the
other
thing. He just don't have a lot.
He's a rookie. His left tackle goes down. He's not on a very good team yet. We're talking about Zach Wilson. Sam Darnold is in what, year four now?
Yeah.
He's a more experienced player. Not
absolutely.
Only an athlete, but a more experienced player, and now on a better team than he was.
Well, Max, I think that's why they made the move, though. You buy time, right? You buy time to retool your franchise to get the right
pieces.
Who
buys time?
Well, the Jets buy time, obviously, on Sam Darnold, right? They would have had to pay him.
But think about it, though.
If you rewind. And if I'm Joe Douglas, and whatever, Joe Douglas, he doesn't have to listen to me. But if I rewind and I take that number two pick overall and I sell that thing off, I got picks I can build for the future doing that because all I got to do is get what he got in Carolina, which is a receiver, a running back. You can still pick up Tucker on the offensive line. You drop down to wherever slot that was, you pick up some linemen, you grab a receiver, you get one of the running back.
But
like,
see, Key, this is what I mean.
That way.
I want to stay right there before – we're going to hear from Sam Darnold in a second, but I'm a Giants fan. And I hear what you – thank you. And I hear what you constantly talk about branding and about don't throw around the word great and you don't need the top quarterback to win a Super Bowl and all that. And the Giants were in a position where the Bears offered them a nice package so they could move up a little bit. And grab Justin Fields. Giants already had the dude they felt as their quarterback, and they were able to acquire a lot of stuff. But as a Giants fan, I've watched Daniel Jones. I think he might be good, maybe. I watched Justin Fields in college, and I thought he has a chance to be, let's use the word excellent instead of great, okay? And as a Giants fan, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to keep trying to put the pieces around Daniel Jones just to find out we get to the second round of the playoffs eventually 5 years from now. I want a dude who's going to be a presence year in and year out. Let's grab Justin Fields. You don't feel like Zach Wilson is an upgrade over Sam Darnold, right, in a vacuum?
I don't. But that's me. You said 5 years from now, get to the playoffs. Well, if you are Dave Gettleman, you're not going to be here to see them 5 years to the second round of the playoffs by the time Daniel Jones starts to grow into the position. I just, and I'm not a homer. So anybody out there that thinks that I'm a homer, you can clearly read my tweets that I'm not a homer for USC nor their players. I think Sam Darnold is an NFL quarterback with a lot of tools, but when you don't have players around quarterbacks, they're not good.
Right.
They're just not. You have to have a guy with protection, a defense, receivers. I mean, like, think about it, man. Sam was playing with me's and you's out there. You can't win like that.
You can point to a lot of quarterbacks through the years, even once they've established themselves.
What did Buffalo do?
Who are in bad situations, they don't look
good. But what did Buffalo do? They went out, Brandon Bean, the general manager, realized, we drafted Josh Allen to be the next Jim Kelly.
Go get Diggs.
We got to go get a damn receiver.
A number one.
And they went and got a damn receiver.
Yeah.
And now Josh Allen is Jay's favorite to win the MVP.
After week one. He was so impressed.
After week one. Oh, no. After last season and then the preseason this year.
Well, Key, just to expound on your talent comment, man. When you got Christian McCaffrey in your backfield, that makes a world of a difference, man.
Absolutely.
Let's not act like that's like that's a major upgrade to give you, you know, a lot of variety in play action.
Man,
maybe
Sam,
98 rushing yards.
Sam was messing around with Gore in the backfield last
year. Come on, man.
Like, come on.
You got that. You got Robbie Anderson over the top of me.
Come on, man.
Different toys to play with, man.
But
literally, if this was 15 years ago, right?
Gore in San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not Gore in
New
York.
Or even 5 years ago. Or even 3 years ago.
But they had him messing with that.
All right,
and then they had him messing with a disgruntled Le'Veon Bell. And then they let Robbie Anderson walk out the door because they felt that he wasn't worth $12 million a damn year. Mistake after mistake after mistake.
Let's listen to Sam Darnold on playing his old team.
I'm not going to lie. You know, seeing them on the other side, that was a little different for me. But other than that, you know, once you throw that away and you kind of look at the scheme and, you know, our offense versus their defense, you know, you kind of forget about it in the middle of a game and while you're playing. So
lies.
We tried to execute to the best of our ability, and that was it.
Lies, and more lies. Super lies.
Beat their heads in.
He couldn't sleep Saturday night at all.
I want to beat their heads in.
And he got to be happy today.
Oh, he's extremely happy. You know the amount of text messages that he received throughout the game? And when he got in that locker room after the game, all the little emojis, ain't that what they call them?
Yeah.
The little happy faces and all the thumbs ups and stuff.
By the way, I didn't think Zach, for a rookie making his pro debut,
he made a few nice throws.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm not a Jets fan. I'm a Giants fan. And in New York, you choose one. You choose one and hate on the other. It's not like a lot of times, I like them both. No. You choose the Yankees, you got to hate on the Mets. It's like that, right? I got to say, I feel sorry for Jets fans. Like, not only does Sam Darnold look good on the other team, but Becton, your mountain of a left tackle, goes down. Now it's an ACL or an MCL sprain? It's
MCL
a sprain.
Sprain.
It's an MCL
so
sprain.
So he'll miss a few weeks.
So a few weeks. But in that moment where it was like, it looked like it could be an ACL, he's out for this. Oh, my God. It's like they're cursed.
They just can't. You know, for whatever reason, the Jets just can't get it right. They just can't get it right. And I like Joe Douglas, and I think if they give him time, they will develop something. I think he does a great job at drafting players. They've got to coach him up. And this is not a win. Jet fans have got to be patient. This is not a win today. It's a win tomorrow for them. And I'm asking for them to be patient.
That's what I'm laughing at.
I mean,
it's like every year we're asking for them to be patient. I mean, how many more years they got to be patient?
Is it – okay, let me ask you something. Sometimes this happens with, like, prospects on your team, right? You overvalue them, right? You're invested in them. Sometimes this happens in the draft. You have a high draft pick. You want a quarterback. So the GM squints and see what he wants to see in that quarterback prospect. I didn't think it was a bad idea to start over with Zach Wilson because I thought I saw something extra in his arm talent, right? I'm not talking about overall athlete. You're talking about Sam Darnold's athletic ability. Zach Wilson made throws. I'm like, ooh, wait, not a lot of dudes make that throw consistently. He seems to. Is it not there? When you look at Zach Wilson.
No, Zach Wilson is fine. He's going to be okay if they do what they need to do around him. Sam Darnold would have been okay too. But there's a lot that factors in to why you move on from Sam. Fifth-year option, money, extensions, all of that. But when I got this quarterback, I need to be able to evaluate him and see that I got something, a diamond in the rough. And I say to myself, I can now trade out of that two spot, go get a handsome ransom, and then I could build through that And then I can make a decision based on what I see Sam do. I could start now.
You got one more year to evaluate whether to pay him with the pieces around him.
That's true. But I also can win right now. Now, playing the long game, I get it, I understand. But at some point, that five-year window, you ain't going to be able to pay that off.
Can we bring in our Jets expert in Evan Wilner so he can tell us what his overreaction Monday is for the Jets, Evan?
Yeah, my overreaction was that I think Dave Gettleman put together both the Jets and the Giants offensive line because I saw the exact same thing. Like, that was my biggest concern with the Jets yesterday. I knew Wilson was going to struggle. I knew the defense, the secondary, was going to get lit up by Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore. Those are the Jets' weak points of the team. But I was told all offseason that the Jets' offensive line was their strength. I was told by Bart Scott this might be the best offensive line in football. And the right side of that offensive line is abysmal. Mm. They couldn't run to the right side. Wilson was getting crushed in the face coming from that right side. And then when Becton went down, he had nobody protecting his blind side. Like, that's my biggest concern for this team going the rest of the season, is that Zach Wilson is going to be ruined in year one because he's going to be sacked 100 times like David Carr was. That's my biggest concern biggest overreaction going into the rest of this season.
Evan brings this up, and actually, I hear you, because of all the rookie quarterbacks, I thought, well, New England has a playoff team now. I keep the veteran who's been to a Super Bowl, Cam. I keep him there, start him. San Francisco, same thing. Garoppolo got you to a Super Bowl. Keep him there, develop the young dude. The two other teams, Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, in both cases, I thought, those offensive lines, you're going to get that young guy hurt, let him develop a little more, play the veteran first. Zach Wilson was the one dude where I thought, you know what? They did a real nice job drafting on the left side for the offensive line. They built it up. There's no one behind him. Give Zach. He was the one rookie I'd think start. But after seeing that yesterday, where are you with that? Where are you with that, Key?
It goes back to coaching for me, though. Because when you mentioned Mac Jones, veteran team, but they also are not putting him in harm's way. They're not asking him to do too much. They're asking Zach Wilson to go out there and win the damn game because they don't have nothing else around him. When you don't have anything else, you're not going to win games.
That's going to hurt his development,
it's
right?
It's going to slow it down for sure.
I mean, it almost becomes a mirror image of what Sam Darnold. I mean, then you start thinking about if he's running for his life, he got injuries. How does that factor into it?
Three, four years from now, you people in New York will be talking about Arch Manning should be the Jets quarterback.
I'm talking about it now. I was talking about it 3 months ago.
Giants
when they drafted Zach Wilson. This team cannot get the quarterback position right. I'm sorry.
It's not that they can't get the quarterback position right, Evan. They can't get the rest of the team right.
Yeah, it takes patience to build it the right way. But I can't Monday morning quarterback because I actually thought in this case it was the right thing to do. And by the way, it's one game. Let's wait and see. It's one game.
Yeah, it's going to get worse, though.
This year, it does look like it's going to get worse before it gets better.
When you get one game on tape, that just opens up the entire door for them to come and get you.
Who you got next, Evan? Who you guys play next?
New England.
Exactly.
0-2.
Okay.
So you already imagine what Bill Belichick against a young quarterback is going to do.
Oh, his record against rookie quarterbacks. He chews them up. We're asking on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What's your biggest overreaction from week one? Call us or hit us up at Key J and Max on Twitter. Keyshawn, J, Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. I'll tell you what, the Browns jumped out to a big early lead. They went for the 2-point conversion early. I loved the aggression.
Oh yeah.
Had the lead for most of the game, but second half turnovers and a disastrous drop ball by the punter allowed the Chiefs to overcome a 12-point deficit in the second half to win 33-29 behind a great play by Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. So, same old Browns, Jay, same old Browns?
No. I mean, it can't be the same old Browns. When have the Browns ever had expectations for them to win their division and win a Super Bowl, potentially, or get to the Super Bowl? I mean, I started talking about this summer because the talent was there. I still think, look, they were in position to win that game. And when you go back and you watch tape, you will find some of the small nuances that can help you get yourself out of that situation. But I think the Browns learned a lot about themselves. Look, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, damn near caught for 200 yards. I mean, they are talented. But the scheme actually seemed like it had them in position to win the ball game, Key.
Yeah, they're young, in terms of this is only their second go-around in Kevin Stefanski's offense from an offensive standpoint. Defensively, they're still trying to gel together. It's good for them, though.
What?
This particular loss. I know, right?
Get some water,
man. Get some water, man.
This particular loss is good for them.
You cough into this. Go ahead.
No, I'm good. This particular loss is good for them because they can grow. Hmm. They could learn from whatever mistakes got them in the position to lose the game. And if I'm Cleveland Brown fans and the coaches over there, I'm not panicking, nor should they. If I'm the players, I'm looking at what it is that I did wrong and make those corrections. The team is good enough to see Kansas City again. And you usually see that. When a team is defeated early in the season by a juggernaut, they usually mess around and see them in the playoffs.
What was disheartening, I agree with you guys, the Browns are good. And Baker Mayfield's a good quarterback. What was disheartening from the Browns fans' point of view, they've now not won in 17 consecutive opening weeks.
They should 17. Schedule the Jets or the Giants.
Yeah, they should, because that'll get them a win. But it's disheartening for the Browns fans, I'm sure, because you feel like you're making progress. Last year, you beat the Steelers. Last week of the season, you make the playoffs. You beat the Steelers in the playoffs. You lose to Kansas City by a score. You have the lead on the road to open. Everything is going your way, and then Patrick Mahomes pulls a rabbit out of hat, and you wind up losing the game.
Because you're not there yet. You're there, but you're not there. Like, if they had any other team in week one, they win the game. Right? Any other team, they win the game. But you're going up against Alabama, so to speak, of the NFL. It's just not going to happen.
Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers could make a play like that at the end of the game. Maybe Justin Herbert could make a play like that. There aren't that many quarterbacks who have the arm talent and everything to do that. And then they have to be in the right position with the right coach. Key, you've been talking a lot about the situation for the quarterback.
Yes.
Baker Mayfield, number one overall pick, comes into a league, has within two seasons and one game, has four different head coaches.
Four.
They were called HC.
What head coach and then three dudes wearing a uniform?
who, by the way, could not get a job right now in the NFL. Like,
of them is on the Giants staff.
Figures. But the point is, no, hold on. You had
Freddie Kitchens.
So, and Jason Garrett's calling plays for the Giants. Right. Of course he would be. But now with a real coach, you see what he's capable of doing. And is there more in there? This is Baker Mayfield after the game.
You have to execute critical moments. Nothing else matters before those moments. You know, it always comes down to those three, four plays that you look back on and say, wow, if we would have done this differently, it would have worked. So, I'm going to be hard on myself. But go back and attack this week, and you got a home game, and it's going to be a good one.
Sounds like me. That's what I just said, right? You go back, you look at the tape, you three or four things that you did wrong, you correct those mistakes. You keep them in your back pocket so that you don't duplicate those mistakes. It's a learning process. He's still young in this offense. He's still understanding what Kevin Stefanski wants him to do. Whenever you look up, he's 21 of 28 for 321 damn yards, and then that interception in the end. It's one of those deals where I like him running this offense. I like Baker Mayfield in this situation.
He knows what he's doing.
It works perfect.
To defend Baker a little bit in the second half when their offense kind of fell apart, I mean, they did lose Jedrick Willis, right, their left tackle, I mean, which allowed Chris Jones really apply a lot of pressure.
Yeah, so, Chris Jones started really coming on
exactly.
After that. You're right.
And that's something to pay attention to with the Cleveland Browns and their offensive line, too, how they will handle that moving forward.
The one thing that's interesting what Baker said to me, though, is he's one of these dudes, and people wanted this to be Johnny Manziel out of when he came out of college. He's one of those dudes where he gives you the impression that whatever he does well or good but not great, in the moment of truth, he'll come through, right? Some guys have that aura about them coming out of college. And that's what he's talking about is execution when it matters. And that's what we didn't see. In his career so far, we had a caller earlier saying, where is his signature win? Where the game's on the line. Now, he did drive the Browns down the field, and they scored to go up on the Ravens before Lamar came out and put him in field goal position. That was big, but they didn't win the game. At some point soon, he needs that signature win.
The soon is the important part that you mentioned, Max. Soon. Okay, let's discount, and I like to discount things. Let's eliminate 2 years of his four-year career so far, right? Let's just push that out the
door. They didn't give him a shot.
That he didn't have a chance. He's still young.
Yep.
He's still developing in these situations, and that signature win is going to come, whether it's against Pittsburgh, Kansas City, New England, Buffalo, it's going to come. There's no question about it. And I'm sure it's already come, but we don't see it. He's already done some good things that put them ahead to win games, but we don't see it because we're
the
not.
The final score didn't, yeah.
We're not
that
looking
moment
at
didn't
it.
Come where it was obvious
exactly.
at the end. Yeah.
Exactly.
But
I'm,
not
but
like
I'm
it
sure,
didn't count.
But I'm sure the coaches, when they're in there watching film, they're seeing and saying, if he didn't do this, we would have lost this game.
That's a good point. Listen, his arm is strong. It's accurate. Right? That, enough. It checks those boxes, and he makes good, quick decisions. I mean, that's what you want.
And he's not on a lot of commercials right now.
That's his
move. Your overreactions
Progressive
are next.
Progressive for sure.
Your overreactions that. Are next out there in Radio Land. Plus, Jay's massive overreaction to the Giants' opening loss. That's after Jay has this from Goodyear.
College football fans, after an offseason that felt a little more off than usual, Fansville and Dr. Pepper invite you to celebrate because college football is back, and so are the fans. Yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year again. The season of Saturdays, when rivalries run deep and nacho cheese dip runs even deeper. So crack open an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, warm up your cornhole tossing arm, and return to glory with an all-new season of Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans love and deserve.
Yeah, I saw a guy in total control, and when he had to improvise, he did.
You talk about coaches believing in players, players wanting coaches to believe in them. That was the ultimate sign of belief right there. It was good to just see Coach trust us, and we delivered.
More Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Rex Ryan on the Goodyear Hotline in 15 minutes. Jay, the Giants lost to the Broncos. Daniel Jones with another turnover. I mean, it's so predictable. I'm watching it with people.
Max.
I say it out loud. Here comes the turnover. You know it's coming. Jones has 40 turnovers and 18 fumbles lost since entering the league in 2019. Both are the most in the NFL over that span. Your biggest overreaction to our beloved New York football Giants loss.
Key, I found myself yesterday on the couch drinking a Modelo, wondering how would our team be if we brought Pat Shurmur back? I'm just watching him dice up our defense. So him
is
OC. Oh, yeah, he was OC. Dicing up our defense left and right. And then I'm watching Daniel Jones, and I'm thinking because obviously I got Evan Wilner in my head, and we're talking about the Jets, and we're talking about Sam Darnold, and we're talking about Zach Wilson. And I'm sitting there saying, man, is this going to be the same scenario with the Jets that's happening with Daniel Jones? Like, are we watching the same exact playbook happen? Like, the offense is limited due to his turnover-prone capabilities to a degree. It doesn't feel like Jason Garrett's playbook is that creative offensively. We have a bad offensive line. It just seems like we're going down the road. The same thing is going to happen that's happened with the Jets. Like, I'm going to end up watching Daniel Jones on another team somewhere else one day with a better offensive system in place. I'm going to watch him shine. That's how I felt yesterday.
At least Jason Garrett's smart, Ivy League guy.
Listen, that play calling, Key, is the most obvious offense.
It's uncreative.
I know what's coming from my couch.
The worst.
Thank you.
It's the worst.
You know what? Here's my overreaction. And this was before the draft. I have now seen enough Daniel Jones. Key, I know how you feel about this. I think he has a chance under the right circumstances to maybe be a solid NFL quarterback, a good quarterback. But we're in year, what is it now? Year four of Gettleman, three of Daniel Jones.
It's fine. Oh, Max is only.
I wanted Justin Fields. You know why?
Well, you ain't getting Justin Fields.
But I want, like, should the Giants be looking for a quarterback? If. I'm not saying you reach for one and try and invent one if he's not there. I think, Drew Locke could be. No, I'm talking about you see a dude where you think that dude's a baller. Go get him. Because I don't think this is it.
Here's what they should do, Buttercup. Here's what they should do.
He's talking to you, Jay.
He was looking at you, by the way.
If they have some reservation on Daniel Jones, what you then go and do is you go get a – you don't go draft another guy. You don't do that. What you go and get is a throwaway that – you go get a Jameis Winston.
A reclamation project.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. But I was trying to think of somebody out there that's like a – You go and get.
You have to wait for them to show up.
Yeah,
you can't just invent them.
Think, yeah. Who could you? I was going to say like a Jared Goff.
Tyrod Taylor, if Deshaun Watson were to somehow get back on the field or.
Yes, yeah, but he may be a little longer in the tooth. You right. Go and get you a Marcus Mariota or Ryan Tannehill that replaced Marcus Mariota.
Right.
And that's what you do.
A guy who was once thought a lot of, who
exactly.
Showed some promise,
but
couldn't get the consistency.
Who's out there that's left like that in the
well,
league?
Well, it's like talking about the hot seat. The hot seats have already been replaced, right? We got to wait for the seats to heat up again. We got
to
wait to
but
see who might
see
be available.
What quarterback
would Cam
even,
Newton.
Yeah, but that's different. That's different. I mean, like a guy that's got 3 to 4 years in the league, like a Jameis Winston that a team doesn't want. You go and get one. There's not anybody in my universe right now that I can think of.
Garoppolo might be available.
Here we go. But the problem with Jimmy Garoppolo is if he leaves San Francisco, he's going somewhere to start. See, Ryan Tannehill went to Tennessee to back up. Jameis Winston went to
he's got
to
kind of be a perceived as a bust given his high draft pit status.
Yeah, sort of kind of,
but
that.
He can play.
But the problem
yes.
you still have
that's Daniel Jones.
You still have the same old line problem, regardless if you fix a quarterback who's more agile in the pocket. Like you still have, even watching Saquon Barkley.
No, but
and
what
I understand
this does but
limited carries key to a degree, but I mean, he couldn't get anything.
But what this does for you though, Jay, is it buys you time to be sure that Daniel Jones is not the guy. I'm just going let's narrow it down to just Tennessee.
Okay.
What Tennessee did is they signed Ryan Tannehill because they were not 100% sure on Marcus Mariota. Remember, Marcus Mariota had taken him to the playoffs, but they were not sure about him. The moment he got hurt, Tannehill came in, and all of a sudden it was like, man, just well, here, hold this for me a little bit. I want you to stay warm. Stay over there and stay ready. Just stay ready. And Tannehill kept going. And they was like, well, that's our guy.
The issue is
that's what you need.
The guy you're describing is Daniel Jones. If the Giants moved on from him, he would be that guy for another team.
But there's
Trubisky.
Be another
Trubisky
guy.
Was a guy like that, I guess.
That would be a guy.
Right.
I don't want Mitchell Trubisky.
No.
You found him.
I don't want Mitchell Trubisky
but
on the Giants.
What he is talking about.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
That could have been the Giants instead of it being the Bills.
But, Max, it's easy
things. You hit it right on the Trubisky.
Max, we talked about this. When he was running the ball, you saw the defense about to collapse. Slide.
What did he do?
He tucked it, and he tried to cradle it, tried to punch through.
By the way, don't start with me because, like, Seattle picks up – his name is Gabe Jackson is the guy I'm thinking about for a fifth-round pick. Offensive linemen are everywhere. Gettleman, been there, you know, season four, still looking for his hog mollies. Get out of here with that. Oh, listen, let's take some calls on the Dr. Pepper calling line.
New York guy over here to my right.
Get out of here. No, I'm serious, man. That doesn't take this long. Joe in Bangor, Maine. What you got for us? What's your overreaction?
Yeah, my overreaction is the Denver Broncos found their quarterback of the future in Teddy Bridgewater.
Bridgewater's a guy like that, right? Sort of.
But Teddy Bridgewater is not – Teddy Bridgewater was drafted in the first round by the Minnesota Vikings, hurt his ACL, moved to the Jets. The Jets moved him. Then he moved to New Orleans, did what he needed to do in New Orleans. Then all of a sudden Carolina, I don't know what – it's fine. They got Sam. I don't know what they were thinking. But that works for Denver. great defense.
Yeah, guy's not going to mess it up.
Ball, not going to mess it up. And Teddy going to keep it nice and easy.
Bridgewater also not just won't mess it up. He'll make some clutch plays for
absolutely.
You too.
Absolutely, he's a baller.
When people say game manager, that's always taken as an insult. But if you have a game manager who's big on third down, that's you can win a Super Bowl like that.
I won a Super Bowl with a quarterback that no one would ever say he had Brett Favre's arm.
Right.
But guess what Brad didn't do? Screw it up. He wasn't giving it to the other team.
On a random note, I'm glad Jerry Jeudy's okay. Yeah. Is okay. Because that didn't look good yesterday.
Daniel in California, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. What's your overreaction?
My biggest overreaction is that the way the Packers played yesterday with how Aaron Rodgers played, I think Aaron Rodgers is done. I think it's time for the Packers to put Jordan Love in and let him get his go at it.
That was an overreaction.
You overreacted.
He just won MVP.
They did lose by 35 points.
But think about it, though, Jay.
Did he forget how to play football?
No practicing.
Oh, no. I'm not saying it warrants that overreaction.
You're not going to win a whole lot of games doing that. You got to. They got to practice. You can't.
Damn, though, Key. 35? That was a basketball score right there.
Yeah, but when it get away from you and you're not prepared, and nothing you can do. When the game starts to unravel and it gets away from you, nothing you can do.
Zion in South Carolina, what's your overreaction?
Zion.
It's John, if that's who you're talking about.
It's John
Max,
in Georgia.
Get his name
no,
right.
No, it was Zion in South Carolina. It's John in Georgia. Maybe John in Georgia. Are you from Georgia or South Carolina?
I'm John in South Carolina.
Oh, okay. So they thought it was Zion, but it's John. Go ahead, John. We had two Johns on the line. Go ahead, John.
John, Zion, both end with on. Hey, I'm from Cleveland, and I'm loving what Baker's doing, but my overreaction is what I said on one of your sports shows before to the big football draft guy. The Panthers should have taken Justin Fields. Donaldson, okay, good game yesterday, but there was a time when he almost looked lost to me when I was watching him play. He started to look a little dancing feet they talk about. He had a great game, but, you know, who'd they play and how many did they win by? I wish the Panthers would have gotten Justin Fields when they had the chance.
I see why. Like, Justin Fields, to me, no one's can't miss. But some guys are like, boy, it's going to take a lot for this dude to miss.
He wasn't a part of us a couple months ago. We were here. Allen Hines was on a deal. And we saw Justin Fields at practice, warming up. And I said, see, it just looks right.
Sometimes it's not that hard.
Yeah, exactly. It's not. It's like, exactly. That looks good right there. That's what he's supposed to look like. You know, and that's supposed like to look Dak, like that other guy. Like, supposed to look like that.
To me, he looked like Dak Prescott with more talent. Think about that for a second.
Yeah, he's I wouldn't be shocked that they start him this week. I wouldn't be shocked. We'll get off the air. We'll be off the air
breaking
at
10 news.
O'clock, and it'll be
10
breaking
01.
News. Chicago has decided Justin Fields is going to start.
You're playing against the Bengals. That would be the game to do it.
Adam Schefter just tweeted it. Watch, 10:15. We'll be driving in our cars, and it'll come up. And we'll be like, damn, why you do that to us?
Justin Fields. Sometimes people make it harder than it needs to be. The last time the Jets had a rookie coach and rookie quarterback, they went to the AFC Championship game. How things have changed since Rex was in charge, and he joins us after Key has this from Dr. Pepper.
College football fans, after an offseason that felt a little more off than usual, Fansville and Dr. Pepper invite you to celebrate because college football is back, and so are the fans. Yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year again. The season of Saturdays when rivalries run deep and nacho cheese deep runs even deeper. Dip runs even deeper. So crack open an ice cold Dr. Pepper, warm up your cornhole tossing arm, and return to glory with an all-new season of Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Cheese.
Hey, you look
dip.
At Zach Wilson. The numbers looked all right. He was running for his life the whole game. Hard to play that way.
The offensive line for the Jets were bad. They were bad, absolutely.
I think every single game, it's like you're always going to be learning.
More Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max next.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Monday Night Football Megacast tonight. Ravens at Raiders. Coverage on ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, and the ESPN app. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is brought to you by Barbasol. Barbasol Shaving Cream is available in five fantastic flavors to customize your close shave, whether it's the classic original or sensitive skin. There's one for every face. Find your Barbasol today. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol. Rex Ryan, ESPN NFL analyst, joins us now. We are still in
Sexy Rexy
pandemic protocols, so look he is. We see him on TV, even though he's right down the hall. Hey, Coach.
Yeah, shoot. Coach, what's up, guys, man?
What was your biggest takeaway from Zach Wilson's debut?
You know, I think the kid never had a chance, man. I mean, he got sacked, what, five or six times in that thing. There was so much pressure on him. But I left the game thinking, you know, I was impressed with him because, number one, he was resilient. He fought through it. He hung in there. And he actually, you know, had some, you know, some good moments. Had a couple of touchdowns in there and you know, but that protection was brutal, and it's hard to judge a quarterback. You know, look, you're not going to get, you know, Aaron Rodgers immediately or whoever, his first start with that kind of protection. I think the Jets got the answer, though, at the quarterback. But, my goodness, please let's protect the quarterback better than we did.
The Cleveland Browns gave the Kansas City Chiefs, Rex, everything that they could without OBJ in the lineup. Can we, like, make a case, and I know they didn't beat them, but can we make a case, if they had OBJ, that the Cleveland Browns might be the best team in the AFC, or is it too early?
Man, I mean, I think it's too early. We got to see how Baltimore plays tonight, you know, how those losses affected them. I think they have an excellent chance to be in that conversation as well. But Cleveland, let's face it, you know, forget the Odell Beckham. I mean, obviously they're going to be a better team if he plays, at least they should be. But if their punter can catch the football and punt it, they win that football game. And that's really, they totally outplayed the Chiefs. That offense by the Browns, the run game, the play of that offensive line, and the play, quite honestly, of Baker Mayfield, they were on fire in this game. And to me, I was so impressed with Baker Mayfield, and I was so impressed with that offensive line and the run game. It was like, this team's going to blow this team out. And, of course, I forgot that they have this Patrick Mahomes on the other side. But Baker Mayfield was absolutely legit in this game, except one throw. And I love all the quarterback guys are saying, oh, he's trying to throw the ball away. No, he wasn't. He was trying to make a play when he shouldn't have. That was the one mistake Baker made. He shouldn't have been trying to throw that thing. He should have thrown it away. But from Tony Romo, for Dan Orlovsky, for anybody that played Pop Warner quarterback, they come to his defense. He was throwing away. No, he wasn't. I rest assured he was not. And he's got to learn from this. And if he does, this team's going to be right there with any of them. Right. Talent-wise, I think they have more talent than anybody, you know, in the National Football League. But their defense doesn't play to the talent. That's still a concern for me with this team.
Rex, let's talk about a quarterback that a lot of people thought was throwing it away yesterday, and Aaron Rodgers and that beatdown they had with the Saints. And it's almost like his passive-aggressive tone at the end of the game where he was talking about, obviously, it's about the scheme. How much of it was about the scheme of Coach LaFleur as opposed to the play of Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I thought it was he got out-coached big time. And, I mean, I was shocked that – what, you were surprised that the Saints were gonna try to lock you down in man coverage and double Davante Adams? I mean, come on. That's what the Saints do. They play man, and they're going to double your best player. They're not stupid. And so that's exactly what they did. He tried to force the issue to Davante Adams several times, and I get it. Why? Because nobody else can get open. They got strapped all day long. We said it 2 years ago that they needed another complement receiver to Davante Adams, and they didn't do it, and they paid the price in this one. But I was shocked that, you know, if you know you're getting man coverage, you want to get in bunch alignments, you want to get in pick routes, rub routes, different type of crossers like that. I never saw it from this team. So I think they got out-coached as bad as Aaron Rodgers played. I think they got out-coached as well.
Coach, go ahead, Keith.
No, I was going to say, some people think the biggest upset yesterday, Rex, was the Pittsburgh Steelers over the Buffalo Bills. What did you think? I mean, obviously, Pittsburgh's defense played lights out to a degree, and Ben Roethlisberger did what he was supposed to do. Is this more about the Buffalo Bills or more about Mike Tomlin and the Steelers?
Key, it's about Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. And there's a great defensive coordinator named Keith Butler. He's been with Mike Tomlin forever. This is the guy that deserves the credit, because when I looked at this plan, we think of Pittsburgh as Blitzburg, man. That's who this team is. They blitz when they're, you know, coming off the bus. They blitz one time, but they were multiple in what they did. They ran so many different coverages. They had them spinning. And because Buffalo doesn't run the football, that allowed T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward and company to pin their ears back, and they played with a spy every snap. They played the run on the way to the quarterback because Buffalo refuses to run the football. So to me, Brian Daboll is a great offensive coordinator, but he got it handed to him also in this game by Keith Butler and Mike Tomlin and company. So give them great credit. They kept fighting. They found a way. They got the block that obviously, you know, the block punt, which totally flipped that game in their favor. And, you know, it's just a great win. It was a dirty win, ugly win. But, man, if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you'll take that any day of the week.
Coach, we have about 30 seconds for you to answer this question. All these teams fix their offensive line seemingly in a year. Seattle, the Chargers, I just look around the league.
Kansas
Chiefs,
City.
Yeah, the Giants, yeah. I've been waiting 4 years now, so I have a lot of blame for Gettleman. But how hot should Joe Judge's seat be? Second-year coach. I thought he had a promising rookie campaign, but they lost. They lost the opener. You got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't think his seat's going to be hot. Look, everybody's ready to put him in Canton by winning six games last year, but Gettleman's seat certainly is going to be hot. When you make those statements about building with the hog mollies and all that stuff, where is the hog molly?
Ding ding ding!
You guys touch on it. Everybody else can build their line. You can't.
Seconds.
So.
Thanks
That's
a lot,
the
Rick.
Way it goes right
Thank
there.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. A win in L.A. coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.